the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God may be defined as the exercise of His supremacy. Being infinitely elevated above the highest creature, He is the Most High, Lord of heaven and earth. Subject to none, influenced by none, absolutely independent, God does as He pleases, only as He pleases, always as He pleases. None can thwart Him, none can hinder Him. So His own word expressly declares, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Isaiah 46:10. He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand. Daniel 4:35. Divine sovereignty means that God is God in fact as well as in name, that He is on the throne of the universe, directing all things, working all things after the counsel of His own will. Ephesians 1:11. Rightly did the late Mr. Spurgeon say in his sermon on Matthew 20:15, "There is no attribute of God more comforting to His children than that of God's sovereignty. Under the most adverse circumstances, in the most severe troubles, they believe that sovereignty has ordained their afflictions, that sovereignty overrules them, and that sovereignty will sanctify them all. There is nothing for which the children of God ought more earnestly to contend than the doctrine of their master over all creation, the kingship of God over all the works of His own hand, the throne of God, and His right to sit upon that throne. On the other hand, there is no doctrine more hated by worldlings, no truth of which they have made such a football as the great, stupendous, but yet most certain doctrine of the sovereignty of the infinite Jehovah. Men will allow God to be everywhere except on His throne. They will allow Him to be in His workshop, to fashion worlds and to make stars. They will allow Him to be in His almonry, to dispense His alms and bestow His bounties. They will allow Him to sustain the earth and bear up the pillars thereof, or light the lamps of heaven, or rule the waves of the ever-moving ocean. But when God ascends His throne, His creatures then gnash their teeth. And when we proclaim an enthroned God and His right to do as He wills with His own, to dispose of His creatures as He thinks well without consulting them in the matter, then it is that we are hissed and execrated. And then it is that men turn a deaf ear to us. For God on His throne is not the God they love, but it is God upon the throne that we love to preach. It is God upon His throne whom we trust. June 1930.